This swirling debris effect uses much of the same underlying technology that powers our other cinematic physics events in Episode 2, but with a few important differences. Firstly, instead of using primitives, every slat, tile and beam was modelled before being sent to the rigid body solder. Next, there was a large focus on hand sculpting world forces in order to achieve a particular behaviour in the debris. Beyond the basics of gravity and collisions, we created spiral vortices, gravity wells and some other more complex forces. With over 1,800 individually calculated dynamic moving parts, for a 30-second period, this simulation represents the largest amount of animation data run through our game engine to date.